the rain has finally arrived in Edinburgh. So everyone's looking almost relieved because this is the Edinburgh they expected. Now I'm joined by...
Uwe Brauns from Sila Rock Company.
And we're talking about a show called As Far As We Are. And it's billed as a piece that seems serene but incorporates both ingenious and perfidious elements. Tell me some more about it. You're the performer in it, or one of the performers.
Yes, we are four performers, and we are testing out the limits from us and also from the audience, because it's an interactive performance and like a dance performance as well, where we go on our limits and yeah, we try out to test the audience limits, like mentally and physically, and yeah, in a very funny, entertaining way, but also in a kind of provocative way, where like the audience has to choose how far they want to go with us.
That seems very relevant because so many people now are hiding their interaction in social media.
Yes, exactly. Like we have the topics of how blind we follow some rules or people's introductions, or like to rethink what we are doing, like, and not following blindly. Yeah.
I like the title because it's not just about as far as we go, it's a kind of how far we allow our identity to go.
Yeah, like it's really about each individual, and depends also in the exchange between us, the performer, and the audience. Like if it really depends on each performance, it will be different. Like how much the audience is giving into the performance, or how much they refuse, or how much they feel like to go.
Now, when you're kind of creating this, devising it in the rehearsal room, how do you rehearse audience interaction?
We invite people, like from our colleagues or, I don't know, friends, and try to, yeah, see how the reactions are going, and we try to be as honest as possible also when we're having no audience, that we really authentic as possible to have a real sensation.
And if you have as much permission as the audience to go as far as you are, how do you deal with an audience member that turns away and says no?
We try to we have the task to go to the limits, so we try to push it there, but for sure if the people are saying no, it's not our choice to push it further. Like then it's fine to go there and stop it there where it is, but this is our aim, to find out the limits.
The noise in the background here is some very you can probably hear it, some very managed networking going on. But your show isn't over-controlling and structuring this interaction, is it? Like what's going on in the background here?
Yeah, this. We have like constantly something going on where the audience is not able to relax. I mean, they are constantly involved, but always with the respect of the needs of the audience, or. Yes, or the whole participants in the room.
How has this stretched you personally as a performer, a physical performer?
Yes, we go really to our limits. There's one point, we have half an hour movement, physical exhaustion, and where the audience really feel our energy. And this is... important to understand for the audience that we are all in the same boat.
Yeah. And I guess this goes all the way along a line from completely uncontrolled, hilarious surrender to laughter to the other extreme of, you know, fear and anger and all those emotions.
Yeah, like the emotions which we provoke in all of us are quite jumping from very funny, absurd, and to go maybe to some, I wouldn't say fear, but to places they feel maybe uncomfortable, and where you have to decide to, is it now still okay to to continue in this direction, or should we say maybe let's go somewhere else?
Could this send you mad? Do you have nightmares about this, or really crazy dreams?
Not yet, no, but we have sometimes difficulties I have sometimes a bad feeling to maybe go to push people in a direction they actually didn't feel comfortable. But for sure, we always say it's a show. It's not a real like life situation. We are all protected, so we always take care that everybody's in the end feels good. But yeah, sometimes it's hard to go there to push the limits of the audience when we know it's.
And yet the artistic maybe aim or maybe just hope is that for some audience members who do go further than they usually would, this is going to be cathartic, even therapeutic.
Sorry.
Well, it's going to be kind of like therapy when people let go more than they ever have done before.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's therapeutic, but I have the feeling it's an experience where you really can go into yourself and reflect about how you, like the last hour you did, what we did and how we did it. And if you can say like, yeah, I can be honest to myself that I reacted in probably for myself.
Is it fun?
It's totally fun. I mean, we all have fun. Me as a performer, the audience also, like, yeah, it's, but there's fun is one part of it. It has many colors.
Final question. What have you learned? You know, what has been disrupted in you as a performer by doing this show?
I learned more about myself, and because I went much deeper than my personality, like how I decide and how I question my actions, and also by researching it, then I think it's the most outcome I had for myself.
I can confidently say, and I haven't seen it yet, but now I want to go and see it, that there's probably nothing quite like this at the Fringe. So thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome.